surrounded by the sound of saxophone. And I remember being this close, but never alone. You gave me a little something to take home. I dropped it on the floor. I dropped it on the floor. I dropped it on the floor. I dropped it. If I can only remember the name, that's enough for me. His names hold the key. Names hold the key. If I can only remember the name, that's enough for me. His names hold the key. Names hold the key. A souvenir of nothing.
Back across the wilderness. be leery about your place in the world. You're feeling like you're chasing the world. You're leaving and a trace in the world. But you're facing the world.
Hello, this is Buffalo Banter with Mark Ruffalo. Welcome to WMFO in Medford on this chilly winter day.
This is DJ Time Cop.
And I'm Airbud.
And for some reason, the bean is missing.
Yeah, our little bean.
Where has our little bean gone?
DJ the Bean is not in the studio today.
He said he had a little work to do. Neither is Mr. Ruffalo.
Right.
Where is he this week?
Mark?
Yeah.
He's
I get the email.
Across the country. His parents for Christmas got him like one of those ski resort passes that's good for like a couple different... Yeah, the Epic Pass. Exactly.
Ruffalo's got the Epic Pass.
So he's in Aspen or Utah taking big long runs. It's what the life of a movie star will get you in the winter.
Yeah.
Here we are working away at the studio. We'll be here until 4 p.m.
Yeah.
And playing some music.
Talking current events.
Yeah, this is DJ Time Cop and my, and it would have been the Bean's, first show in a while. We had a hiatus for the holidays, and then for a couple weeks after the holidays, we spent not here, and now we're here.
But we're happy to have so many of our wonderful fans back with us. How many people are listening in today, Airbud?
Right now we have 16 listeners, 16. Time Cop.
You know what that means if we get one more listener.
One?
Yeah, it's 17.
No, it's 20.
Okay.
It's 17's our record.
Okay,
we'll start again. We're at 16 listeners.
If we get four more listeners, then Airbud's going to eat a full loaf of bread before the end of the show. But, like, it doesn't... Like, if we get to, like, 20 with, like, 30 minutes left, you're going to have 30 minutes to eat the loaf of bread.
Which we don't have in the studio, for the record. We would have to go buy a loaf of bread.
Get it.
Because it would be tough to call.
If we hit 20 with, like, 10 minutes left, unfortunately, we have 10 minutes to eat the loaf of bread.
Yeah, our record is 17... which grew like right at the end of this really big episode we had, but
you know, if you know anyone, if your parents are bored, and I don't
also
know,
our in studio listen count is for how many streams there are. So if you look around yourself right now and you see like two or three other people listening next to you through the same stream, call us, verify. We want to talk to everyone in the room, and then we will update our listener count accordingly. Please let us know.
Yes.
617. Oh, nope. 855.
Oh,
it's been a while.
Changed our number.
855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636.
Yep.
The songs we heard, the first one was played by Time Cop, The Rolling Stones.
Yep.
By Young Sham.
Young Sham.
And,
wonderful Philadelphia musician.
And spoken from your wonderful Philadelphia DJ.
Yes.
I played Solange's song Weary. And now I would like to play a song off a record that really recently came out, so recently that Noah and I barely listened to the first song before coming over here, and we haven't heard much of it. Yeah. But it's Porch's The House. I'm excited to see what Aaron Mayne is writing.
He's cooked up.
Yeah. Good musician. Yeah. You guys should check him out. And I feel like his albums, a lot of the time, the past two albums, there's been like a big shift in style. Yeah. So I'm interested to see like where his style is shifting right now.
Did you see those piano sessions?
No.
He did like some piano versions of songs from The House.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
Just like singing piano.
Wow. Raw stuff.
On the ivories.
This is Find Me off the new album. There's a music video too online, which we're going to be watching here in the studio, but you will not be watching at home. Check it out after the show. Great. Talk to you later.
if I run into you. I'm gonna turn away. I won't pick up the phone. If you call me today, cause you're the kind of girl who can make a man move. He's mine, and I got to move ahead.
Songs were, what was the first song?
It was Find Me by Porches off of The House, their new record.
Oh, yes.
Of course. And we watched the video in here.
The video was...
And it was cool, so you guys should check it out.
Yeah. And if also, if anyone is knowledgeable of the video and knows if the dancing people in the, in like the, I guess they're in an underpass?
Yeah, they're the dancers in the video.
The dancers in the video. If they're professional dancers or if they're members of the band, we were just curious.
Or just Aaron Main's friends.
Yeah.
They really could be anything because they were like really kind of good at dancing in a weird way, but also like looked just like Aaron Main in style and like.
Yeah. So, looked like. You know, if you know, call in.
And then I played Baby by Ariel Pink, and Noah selected This Love Part One by Bobby Orosa.
Yeah.
And while we were playing that last song, DJ Time Cop and I were kind of reminiscing about this past Wednesday night when we went out to Cambridge to see some live music with some friends.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all we were told.
Yeah.
A bar, live music, should be fun.
Like, come on out. It's going to be a band playing. It'll be great.
And we walked in and the average age was like 65.
Yeah, around that.
And they were all like... really like smooth, kind of like dancey. A couple guys were wearing berets.
Yeah.
They all had gray hair.
Except for that one awesome.
Right. One guy had dyed red hair.
Yeah. Like
a couple people were bald.
Yeah.
And it was just like kind of people who like maybe were retired or like just before retirement, but they were dancing like really hard and really spirited. And at a certain point, it became very clear that like the whole audience knew each other and also knew the band. And we were like, six
visiting
21-year-olds, like 40 years younger than anyone else in the bar and having a great time.
Yeah, wonderful time. Did some good covers.
They were kind of an Americana band. And so during the show, they like invited the whole bar to their party on Saturday night.
Which is a wild move.
And they said like, we're all going to be there. Like, make sure you bring a lot of money. Money.
Yeah.
Okay, so we were talking about the band, and I thought I would look them up on the internet, see if they had any music out or something. Turns out the lead singer of the band, who was a superstar, has his website up on the internet. His name is Fred Griffith, fredgriffith.net. His website says that he's a Boston area vocalist and member of five bands performing in venues that are routinely packed to capacity. Fred fronts Fandango, which is the band that we saw, a club band that holds court every Wednesday night at Toad in Cambridge, Mass. Their celebrated selection of Americana music draws a loyal band of pious sisters and reform school brothers. Not sure what that means. The little bio about him goes on to say that he is an avid reader. He loves cooking, swing dancing, traveling, painting, shooting pool, shuffleboard, and riding his 40-pound Schwinn Varsity bicycle from Somerville, Mass. To Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Parentheses, no kidding. He writes fiction.
No kidding. Actually, and he also, Fred Griffith, noted that the bass player in Fandango, do we have an enumeration of all of the members?
No,
of
I don't know all their names. This is Fred's website, no one else.
Is there a Fandango website?
There is not.
Well, I guess there's a Fandango website for movie tickets. But like,
the username was taken, so they just decided not to make them.
But apparently, Fred noted that the bass player was quite the pool shark as well.
Oh, really?
If it's coming from Fred, you know, it's good.
Yeah, because he enjoys shooting pool, as we went over. Okay, well, so, I want to play a song.
Yeah,
that's unrelated. Yeah,
quick, one not more by Fred shout Griffith. Out, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To Fred.
To Fred. To Fandango, the band.
The whole clubhouse.
The whole clubhouse.
Which is how Fred described it when we kind of asked him after the show, "What's going on here?"
Yeah.
He said it's a clubhouse, and then he invited us again to his party.
Yeah.
So if you want the details of that party, I'm sure you're welcome as long as you bring a lot of money.
Honestly, yeah. Just
call
go to,
in.
Go to. Toad on a Wednesday, and he'll probably
make a friend, find him by the potted plants,
and
have a good time. Would recommend. In other news about looking at music, today,
yes,
I secured the opportunity to go to. Oh, I have to rant about this. So I bought a Boston Calling ticket.
Oh, yeah.
Someone bought it for me, but I Venmo'd her.
Yeah.
Same thing. So, $95 ticket, right?
Okay.
Guess how much fees were.
So, it was $95 without fees.
$95, obviously without fees.
Sorry, I forgot you were mid-rant. My guess is, without going over,
yeah.
$17.
$16. Okay, and now shipping.
Oh, wow, that's
yeah,
shipping.
Yeah, yeah.
$5.
$12.
They're tickets.
I know. They're wristbands. That's the thing.
That could fit in an envelope.
Okay, so $95 advertised price, $117. And that's only because I split shipping. Because we bought two.
Man.
Isn't that crazy?
That's highway robbery.
But I'm super stoked for the concert. We bought tickets for Friday. Shout out to Grace, who's going with me. Featuring Sandy Alex G, Big Thief, No Name. Obviously Paramore, the band I'm most excited for. And so I wanted to play one of the few clean songs by No Name that we can play at this hour, in celebration of that future experience. And here's the
song. Sunny Duet.
The song.
Off of Telephone. Enjoy.
Like butterflies and Hennessy, I'll trade it in for happiness, but joyful don't remember me. Sitting on my front lawn, waiting for him to call me. He said he knew my name. Shame on me, fool me once, shame on you. I got my candy cane, my name is hella pimpin' too. You can watch a play a move, or we could call this ice cream in my Sunday sweater. Patent leather tethered to a fancy car. I know you wanna touch me and your old religion caviar. Holy water avatar, blue like the tears when I left you. I met you on Saturday morning, it's raining and storming. Approach me with caution, I come with a warning.
If you sweep me off my feet, I'll probably clean my act up. I swear I'll be on my best behavior. From this day forward, a lifetime after. If you're my baby, and I know this world is so damn crazy. Call me crazy, as long as you know my name.
I used to dream in parables, partially love you naturally, happily ever after. Cigarettes over blunts now, Miracle Whip at Funtown. Summertime, delight, delight, Mississippi over ice, Janet Jackson and flashing lights. We could dance a little if you'd like to. My vagabond's a lonely road, a celebrated haiku. Contemporary overzealous, think I really like you. Sing with me, paranoia, light blue. Piano was a deep red, your fingers were a green hue. Watch you make a rainbow out of sacrificial love in the club off the alley, alley, feeling holy. The DJ was religion, I swear on the Pope, he know me.
Name is just a name. Don't call me crazy. And rain don't feel like rain. It's been so calm in lately. And love is just a word. So tell me what you call me when I'm cold, not around.
Could it be that I can't stand to be alone? This long distance has us living on the phone. Ever since you've been away, I just can't get through a day. Girl, I just can't wait to have you here at home. Oh, baby, every time. That's what I'll take. Cause soon I know the day will come when you and I will be as one. But right now this thing gets so hard for me to say, oh baby, every time. Every time, baby, I don't want you to go. Time we say goodbye.
we say goodbye, boo. I don't want you to go.
That was Sunny Duet by No Name featuring The Mind and Every Time We Say Goodbye by Brian McKnight. Yeah. Song that tore my heart apart and I wasn't ready for it.
I'm so sorry. Frequent listeners of the show know that I'm a big Brian McKnight fan.
and followers of Noah on Instagram know that he's at Brian McKnight fan.
but I did not think about the implications of the lyrics.
We apologize to any listeners emotionally affected by that song.
And yeah, when it started, I was like, oh.
Okay, so listeners of our show for 5 or more minutes will know that last banter break.
Yeah, we talked about Fred Griffith,
who we saw play on Wednesday night
in the band Fandango.
And we gave you a little bit of his bio from the homepage of his website, fredgriffith.net.
But we had no idea.
We discovered fredgriffith.net/background.html, a seemingly homemade Wikipedia page for himself, detailing his full life story, mostly centered around music.
It's expensive.
And we would like to give you some highlights set to music. So we're going to... Can you turn on the music?
It's playing.
So this is direct quotes, just the highlights. I was about 8 years old when I first stepped on a stage at the Camp Hale talent show. I had no intention of entering the contest, but the camp bully stuck his finger in my chest and said, "You're better than everyone so far. Get up there and sing or I'm gonna kick your sorry butt." He was after the winner's prize. I sang Johnny Ray's Cry and won the contest, but the bully took the prize. I wonder if he's managing bands now. It goes on to talk about how he was in a doo-wop band in his youth called the Jaguars. They competed in local neighborhood parks on summer nights, and he says they were a favorite of even the cops. He says they had some success until a couple of the band members, quote, had to get married, and they broke up. Later, he gets into folk, and then his music kind of dissolves for a little bit, and he goes into the food industry. He makes cornbread that Ornette Coleman says tastes like...
Little chunks of sunshine.
But he did not give up singing, evidently, because we saw him. So I think his main band is called The Family Jewels, which he writes about joining. And they actually play the same kind of doo-wop song that he was singing with the Jaguars in neighborhood parks. And he says, "I've come full circle. I'm singing the music I loved when I was 16. The music I cut my teeth on. The music that shook up the world. It's like I've run into my first teenage crush, and she is still, italics, so fine. There are two things I'd like to do before the Sunset Tour through Florida. Play the Apollo and have Dylan spin one of my cuts on his radio show. Are you listening, Bob?" Well, unfortunately, we are not Bob Dylan. But we would like to spin one of his cuts on our radio show.
And, you know, I guess representing Mr. Ruffalo.
Yeah.
You
know,
by
Bob Ruffalo.
Yeah. Robert Ruffalo.
Mark Bob Dylan Ruffalo. Yeah. And on his website, he does have a sound clips page, and there's some Fandango cuts.
Oh, wow.
Do you remember the song Memphis when they played it?
Are there any Crown Jewels cuts?
Yeah, there are. Family Jewels. Family Jewels.
Family Jewels. I'm watching a lot of Sherlock.
Okay. So here's a cut from the Family Jewels. Shout out to Fred Griffith. We promise it's the last one.
Yeah.
See you at that party on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
This is called You're So Fine.
my last cup of tea.
You're so fine.
Next up is a YouTube video, Joe Dart Beastly Solo 2 by Wolfpack. It's a live bass solo.
Joe.
All in
So that was... Sorry. That was...
Bing, bong, boom, bing.
That was the first, like, second of Glue by PHF, new song app. But that was...
Yukon
by Bathing Suit. And I don't really know anything about that band, but I found it on SoundCloud and I really like it. And coming up... Whoa.
Something's going on outside.
Something's going on the street.
Skirt!
First of all, we have a new show alert. Apple Jam at Tufts is... Apple Jam presents Grindhog's Day. Really great name for a show.
Facebook event was literally posted minutes ago.
A brutal evening of metal and noise rock. So we have Bambara, Averst, and Vomit Fist. Vomit Fist I am familiar with because...
You have their sticker on your laptop.
Yes, it is. What a program. The frequent listeners know the show After Us, What a Program, with...
Stay Tuned.
Yes.
With Bingo Crisco. With
Bingo Crisco.
Actually, we met.
Yeah, yes.
Go on.
So, Bingo Crisco's dad, and I believe his brother, is also in Vomit Fist.
They're in Vomit Fist.
And actually, Bingo Crisco has interviewed his parents on the show.
Yeah. Parents Weekend, 2017. His parents came on the show, and we met them briefly.
I also met his parents during orientation week.
Right, of course.
But yeah, so I'm very excited to see Vomit Fist live.
I don't know if I can handle that much metal and nose rock.
A lot of nose rock. But it's on the 2nd. It's on February 2nd, 9 to 12 at Brown and Brew.
Right beneath us right now.
Yeah, corner of Boston Ave.
We'll be up here, you'll be down there.
You know where it is.
Didn't know. So do you want to introduce this next song?
This next song is by one of my favorite
bands.
What's
it called?
It's called Dog Milk.
It's called Dog Milk. Why is the song called Dog Milk?
Maybe we can listen and you can extrapolate your own explanations. But it's by Palm.
What's the album called?
Band. Rock Island is the forthcoming LP that this song is off of. Comes out in mid-February.
This is Dog Milk.
Yes, it is.
Thank you.
That was Dog Milk
by Palm.
And we're coming to the end of our show here at WMFO in Medford.
I was about to say, if you liked that song, they're playing at the Great Scott on February 12th.
Will you be there?
With Spirit of the Beehive, I will be there.
You will see DJ Time Cop there.
Yes, you will.
And maybe you'll get to hear some Dog Milk.
They've been playing that for a while.
Cool. Yeah, we're reaching the end of our time here.
Yeah.
Going to go back out into the cold for our walk home, and then we'll see you all at Costco in about half an hour.
Yeah, if you're going to be at Costco.
They're probably playing us at Costco right now.
Yeah.
We can sit down, grab a hot dog and a churro.
If you're going to be at Costco on the 19th at like 4:30, we're going to be there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Shouts out to Costco.
Yeah. Shouts out to Costco.
And our housemate Allison, who has a Costco card.
And Freddie Griffith.
And her parents. Freddie Griffith.
And Fandango.
Fandango.
And
your mom. This is Crumb, So Tired. I'm Airbud.
And I'm DJ Timecop.
Oh, are you?
Yes!
We are Buffalo Banter with Mark Ruffalo plus DJ The Bean.
Yeah.
Sorely missed.
Yeah.
Have a nice afternoon, early evening, week.
It's almost sunset, which is really messing with me still. I have not gotten used to that.
The days are getting longer, though. We're over the hill.
I gotta wait it out.
Yeah. Just gotta be sad for a couple months. That's how winter works. There's no getting around it.
Yeah. What's this last song?
So Tired by Crumb.